Some of the cleanest streams in Pennsylvania run through the Pocono Mountains, attracting tourists and providing clean water to cities downstream. Environmentalists push state regulators to increase protections of these creeks, but local businesses and resort owners say those new protections could hamper growth of the very tourism that clean water attracts. State Impact Pennsylvania's Catalina Jaramillo traveled to Monroe County, where the battle over these small waterways begins.
Tank Creek runs through the heart of the Pocono Mountains, carrying some of the cleanest water in Pennsylvania downstream into the Delaware River. The creek is home to native plants, and it attracts bears, deer, and birds. The surrounding forest keeps the water cool, and the creek is loaded with wild trout. You can't see any houses or people from here.
I find solitude here in the stream, in the forest, in the wildlife, in the fish.
Trout fishermen like Rob Shane want to keep it this way.
You spend too much time around people. You need places like this close by to kind of keep your sanity.
Shane works with the conservation group Trout Unlimited. Along with a coalition of local environmental groups, he has pushed state regulators to boost protections for Tank Creek and a half dozens like it in Monroe County. Recently, he got his wish.
It's so important to protect these headwater streams. You know, Poconos rely so heavily on tourism to drive it economically. Having places like this for people to come and see, you know, we lose this, we lose pretty much everything. Nobody's going to want to come here.
But a group of local businessmen and landowners don't like the new approach to these streams in the Poconos. So they sued the Department of Environmental Protection. One businessman who opposes the new creek protections is Nick Igdalski, who runs the Pocono Raceway, and he loves racing cars.
Right now we're entering the track. We're in between turns 2 and 3 of the raceway, and we're going to step on the gas a little bit.
Pocono Raceway, also known as the Tricky Triangle, hosts 2 NASCAR races every summer, bringing 75,000 visitors each weekend. The raceway's 2,500 acres of land are crossed by the Tunkhannock Creek, which is one of the creeks that could get extra protections, meaning if Igdalski wants to develop near it, he might have to jump through more hoops and spend more money to make sure pollutants don't run off into the stream.
We may have to spend X amount more to adhere to the runoffs, but there's also the chance that we won't be able to do anything at all, depending on what the project is. So it limits your scope. We have 2,500 acres of commercial land, of which a significant slice of would be virtually unusable to us.
Igdalski grew up in the Poconos. In addition to fast cars, he also loves the outdoors, just like trout fisherman Rob Shane. And he works hard to make Pocono Raceway more sustainable, recycling tires, oil, car batteries, and waste. He even installed a solar farm to reduce his carbon footprint.
You know, you're in a beautiful, pristine wilderness that caters to wilderness adventure tourism. Why wouldn't you want to keep the area beautiful?
But Igdalski says the new protections given to the streams go too far. He worries that it would limit future development projects. And he's not alone. Owners of big resorts like Pocono Manor, Kalahari, and Camelback are running ads in local newspapers. They're fighting back against the environmentalists and the new stream protections. Abby Jones is a lawyer for Penn Future, an environmental group that pushed for the new stream classifications. She says special protections would not prevent landowners from developing new projects, but it does mean they would have to preserve the stream.
It might cost you a little bit more. In some cases, yes, you might not be able to do exactly what you want. But it's not saying that you can't develop here. It's not saying you can't do the development that you want. You just have to be thoughtful about your wastewater treatment plant that you're putting in. You have to be thoughtful about how far back from the river you're building. That's all it is.
The Department of Environmental Protection says the streams need extra attention to maintain their current pristine quality, including supporting wild trout. And they say the developers are jumping the gun because none of them have asked permission to do any specific new projects. Meanwhile, the case is winding its way through the court. Catalina Jaramillo, State Impact, Pennsylvania.